Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 223. The truth shall make you free. You know, freedom is the most precious possession. Every creature desires and enjoys its freedom. Place a worm or an insect in a jar, and it'll work to get free. Put a dog on a leash and restrain him in one place, and he'll howl and bark to be set free. And you know, we humans are no different. We do not want our liberties tampered with. On one occasion, Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. The key to genuine freedom is found in the phrase, "Continue in my word." Jesus says we come to know the truth by continuing in his teachings, and the truth is that which will liberate us or make us free. The problem we are faced with has been expressed by the pop recording artist who chanted, "Put your hand in the hand of the man who stills the waters." The beat and the lyrics were good enough to push that tune into the top 10 for a while, but most of us found the sentiment too naive by which to live. Instead, we keep on trying to put our hands and our hopes into the gross national product, the Dow Jones averages, and Wall Street. Dare we forget what God said? "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Luke chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. The news commentator Paul Harvey, commenting on our country as a nation adrift from God, stated some time ago, "We keep singing, 'God bless America,' but we forget to tell him why." Perhaps the problem lies in the fact that we don't have a legitimate reason to offer as to why America should be blessed. History will bear out that nations have enjoyed freedom and have maintained that freedom in proportion to their love and concern for truth. Jesus said that truth would liberate us, set us free from the bondage of sin and Satan. Is Jesus implying that our physical freedom will be affected? I think so, because when our lives are directed by the Lord's truth, we are going to be recipients of his blessings. He will look upon us with favor and cause us to prosper. To paraphrase Psalms chapter 33, verse 12, David wrote, "The nation whose God is the Lord will be blessed." Allow me to show you why this is true. When we live by the principles of truth, we are not bound by Satan. The application of truth will eliminate social as well as moral evils. Sin is what causes and what leads to drunkenness, fornication, adultery, idolatry, homosexuality, lasciviousness, and all other forms of immorality. Truth will lead men and women, boys and girls, to love one another. To the extent that we love one another, we shall also respect each other's rights and privileges. Jesus said, when asked about the first commandment, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.' This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, 'Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.'" Mark 12, verses 30 and 31. When we have love for God and our neighbor, it will necessitate living by the principle found in the golden rule, "Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Matthew 7, verse 12. Or as we have coined the thought, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Such behavior will contribute to peaceful relationships. It will also demand honest dealings. The Bible says, "Provide things honest in the sight of all men." Romans 12, verse 17. The application of the golden rule will cause us to have respect for law and order. This style and quality of living will always lead to the blessing of the Lord. We must understand that freedom is not something that can be legislated. It cannot be guaranteed by maintaining large armies or police forces. It comes when men and women submit to the will of the Lord. May I call your attention to the prophet Elisha and his servant while in the land of Dothan. The Syrian army had surrounded the city to take them captive. Elisha asked God to open the eyes of his servant. The Lord opened his eyes, and he looked, and the mountain was full of horses and chariots and fire all around. 2 Kings chapter 6. God had the prophet say to the servant, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. We are reminded of the words of Paul when he asked, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Romans 8, verse 31. If we walk in truth and worship in truth, we have nothing to fear. We shall be free people in the Lord. Thank you for calling Bible Call.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by The Church of Christ here in Houma, Louisiana.